Actually, I guess, having seen the pictures of Big Fatty, he doesn't really look that fat. A little bit tubby. A little bit like he's had 2,000 too many Chick-fil-A's. But I guess the weight of his testicles would surely tip him over the BMI scale into obese. If only the doctor would know why.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
A little bit tubby.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 1072 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 7th of March, 2012. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me, a little show. Y'all, I got a couple of voice letters, and we're going to do an Axe Big Fatty, and just for him, I'm going to do a little reading. Oh, Big Fatty. Hello, relapses. Big Fatty, you're the only one that's had a relapse, not everybody else. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, it's true. You heard Poodle McNoodle say it. Big Fatty has had a little bit of a relapse. Y'all, you know, I mentioned on yesterday's little show, y'all, that I came home from the coal mine at lunchtime and just didn't go back that afternoon. I just wasn't feeling well. And, y'all, this doesn't come as a surprise to me, you know, because you when you have something like this, you have to be patient. And that's one thing we don't have in life today. We expect everything instantly. We want instant gratification. We want everything to be perfect immediately. And y'all, this is why, you know, when people have changes in their relationships and everything, and you know, oh, it's a heavy heart, and you know, these things happen, and you know, it takes a while for people to get over it, and you know, we're not used to that kind of thing. But y'all, illness is another way that we're not used to these things. So Monday night, I was still not feeling great, and so I took me a pain pill. And, oh, by the way, y'all, did you know that the Oreo has reached the level of being mentioned by that, what's his name? That, what is that weatherman's name? What is it? I hear you yelling it. Big Fatty, they're all yelling it. What is it? It's not the Weather Rat, and it's not Al Roker. It's not that Al Roker. It's that, who is that other guy? It'll come to me in a minute. Big Fatty, you know it won't. Anyway, y'all, the National Biscuit Company, puts out the Oreo. It's, what is that guy's name? Big Fatty, we don't remember. It is, I can see his face. He's fat. He used to be real fat. And he always wore flour in his coat. And, what is his name? Big Fatty, please! Everybody knows who you're talking about but you! Everybody knows! Anyway, y'all, this is gonna bug the hell out of me. The Oreo turned 100. Anyway, what was I talking about for that? Oh, so I took a pill. Took a pill before I went to bed, and y'all, I just didn't sleep well at all. Oh, y'all, that is sausage and scrambled eggs with a piece of that Ezekiel bread. Y'all, it's not bad. It's very grainy. But it's bread. Yes, Big Fatty. And Willard Scott, that's it. Big Fatty, finally you got it. And poor Big Fatty. Y'all, what was I saying now? Poor Big Fatty. Oh, the pill. Y'all, it didn't sleep worth a crap on Monday night. And so I got up Tuesday morning, before the alarm went off, and I took another pill, And I sent an e-letter to Larry Klaas saying I did not sleep at all and I am going to stay home because I feel like teetotal hell. And so y'all, that's what I did. And but y'all, there was something I had forgotten that my doctor told me when taking these pills. He says, you know, you ought to combine one of these Vicodin, and it's the generic Vicodin. He says, combine that with two or three of the IBU friends, and see if that'll help you. Well, y'all, I had forgotten all about that until this morning. Y'all, I took that pill and the IBU friends, and y'all, I don't know if it was because I was exhausted or what, but y'all, I was out like a light until about 11:30 a.m. in the morning. And y'all, I woke up and I felt really pretty good. And what woke me up was I told you that they were spray washing the outside of the fat cave. Well, that's what woke me up this morning. That and a mechanical calling me, you know, big fatty. Anyway, y'all, I realized that I had some work here at the fat cave that I had brought home before the big horror contest. And so, y'all, I worked on that this afternoon and decided just to take it easy this afternoon. And it's been an okay afternoon. I've just gotten out of the shower because I usually feel my best right after a shower. And so, y'all, that's why I'm sitting down to do the little show right now. And I'm hoping to do me a little vegetable and chicken stir fry for my supper. Yes, Big Freddy, that sounds lovely. So, anyway, but y'all, I really don't have anything to report. I hadn't been on the Twitty all day long, so if I've missed your well wishes or anything you've sent to me on the Twitty, y'all, you're just going to have to forgive me. You're going to just have to forgive me because, y'all, if you've sent me e-letters, forgive me also, but y'all, or made comments over at the BFO, y'all, I always respond to all of those, but y'all, I just hadn't been up to it today, and you're just gonna have to forgive me, because I always respond, or I do it as much as I possibly can. I think I do it ivory soap, the percentage of ivory soap. Y'all, you know that's 99.44% of the time. Yes, Big Freddy, we got it. Please, you and Willard Scott, move forward.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Freddy. Oh, he is fat and sin. And oh, you still talk to him. And I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
There was nothing in the avatar.
Y'all, I just don't know what to say. Y'all, as we know, that is that crazy Mexican that had him, y'all, and he's over there in Mexico. Y'all, he must have gotten into the Vicodin also, is all I can say, because y'all, batshit crazy. Absolutely batshit crazy. Y'all, I did get a little e-letter from him right before I started recording the little show. He was concerned because he hadn't gotten a response from Big Fatty on an e-letter he had sent. And y'all, evidently the mechanical, the BFO mechanical is messing up also. It hung up on him or something like that. I don't know what is, I don't know. And y'all, I don't know. I don't know why he was singing about the P.O. box or anything like that, but anyway, y'all, and of course, you know, if we're going to have a batshit crazy call, yes, Big Fatty, go ahead and get to it.
Hello, Big Fatty. How much do we love when Excel closes on us when we have 40 sheets open and it saves the backup for each one? We don't love it at all. So anyway, I was trying to think of something fun to do, and I decided that I think it'd be fun to do something with Spotting Big Fatty because we love it so much. we as in you and me. So anyway, I did notice the bacon for my birthday, one over there. And, of course, those are the ones that I like the best, the ones that are all about me. But I kid. I'm just kidding. I'm, like, the most selfless person I've ever known. So anyway, in the next day or so, I'll call back with a super great idea. So I just want everyone to get ready and to be your ears open. And I also announced on the Pride 48th, face page that something would be coming up. So everyone get ready. It's going to be fun. Bye.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all Miss Macon all actually made sense. I couldn't believe it. Y'all clearly another sign that the Mayans were correct. The end of the world is coming to, I mean, it's closing in. We're getting near the end. But y'all, Miss Macon brought up a couple of things. Evidently, there are big fatty Willard Scott's not gonna get a chance to say your name. You keep this up. Anyway, there evidently is a Pride 48 face space, my face space pace face. Page, and y'all, you know, Big Fatty does not use the Facebook or the MyFace, and y'all, I don't know what she's talking about, but y'all, evidently, it's quite popular over there. So if you're not a member of the Pride 48 Space Face page or whatever, get on over there and join it, y'all. And evidently, several people say, oh, it's just not the same without Big Fatty. Well, y'all, you just get over it. Get over it and have a good time without Big Fatty. You know, so anyway, but go on over there, y'all. Evidently, old Bacon is giving out hints or secrets over there. Dear Gussie, Big Fatty, don't you know it? She's just giving away the farm.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time. Big Fatty. Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty, and y'all are Axe Big Fatty today. Y'all, we're down to our last, the end of the questions under Axe Big Fatty, so if you've got some out there, get them in. Y'all, the Mola Man sent me one back in July. He says, I sculpt. What do you do? Big Fatty, do you really want to answer that? I don't sculpt. Well, Mola Man, you've listened to the show. You pretty much know what Big Fatty does. Big Fatty, please don't repeat any more of it. Just move forward and, you know, yes. So there you go. Y'all, speaking of the crazy Mexican, that Hat M wrote to Big Fatty and says, I'm wondering who cleans the fat cave? Y'all, this is a very easy question to answer, and the answer is no one. Big Fatty, you got that right. Felt. It's felt. It's almost as if you lived in Walnut Hills. So, and he says, you've also been talking about gentlemen callers, clubbing, sleeping, and eating on the weekend, but never about cleaning. Well, that's because I do all of those things except clean. And he also says, do you have, like the Vera, a group of Mexicano slaves coming to your hacienda to make things clean, or do the gentlemen callers wash dishes, clean the toilets, wash your clothes when you're not naked, and hoover before or after cleaning themselves out? Big Fatty's Mola! Yeah, Gussie, y'all. Hat M, the answer is still the same. No one cleans the fat cave. Y'all, it has to get pretty disgusting for Big Fatty to do some cleaning. And so y'all, if you'd like to come clean the fat cave sometime. Y'all just let me know. Let me know, y'all. Then maybe I may have a little special little 50 cent piece for you if you do a good job. Big Fatty, the last of the big spenders. Y'all, I just received an e-letter from that Kim. Beaver. And y'all, it's, she says, get your ass over to the lodge. So y'all, I'm over here now. Y'all, there's a picture of, Big Fatty on the Time magazine. And, y'all, and it says, Britain's Fisting Lady. Y'all, I gather he should have been awarded a damehood for his efforts in puppeteering. And his endeavors to make it an Olympic discipline. Big Fatty, don't you know it? But y'all, there's several things wrong with this picture. Number one, when you're puppeteering, you never wear rings or watches because it becomes debris, which we learned from that little show out there in the in the Walnut Hills, y'all. No, Big Fatty, you don't need to have any debris. That's just vulgar. It's just vulgar. So, anyway, y'all, let's go back on over here. Y'all head on over there to that Kim Beaver's Lodge. Y'all, she's the funniest person on the inner tubes. Y'all, Stephen Uck has let me know that they have changed the name of the Goggle Android Hemorrhoid Marketplace, and it's now known as the Goggle Play. I don't have any idea what that is, but y'all, evidently the BFO app is over there at the Goggle Play. And y'all, we're still working on the BFO app for the So we'll keep you informed as that progresses. Y'all, speaking of Miss Beaver, what is her name? That other KB, that Kathy Bacon. Y'all, did you notice Kim Beaver and Kathy Bacon have the same initials? I wonder if that's a coincidence or not. I don't know. I just don't know. Y'all, I'm gonna go over here to spotting Big Fatty because I hadn't been over here today. Oh dear, I see. Y'all. Y'all, evidently, I don't remember where I stopped. Y'all, there was, Timmy Sims had a picture of Big Fatty on the toilet, and y'all, and, you know, Miss Bacon had her exiting, mentioned over there, as she mentioned in her voice letter, and y'all, then there's a Hug the GI Day, and there's Big Fatty. Y'all, his, evidently his head's on backwards on somebody over there watching these two gentlemen in uniform give each other the tongue. Big Fatty, please! Timmy Sims has got Big Fatty as the Green Fatty. That, y'all, that Timmy Sims, he is just lovely. Y'all, he needs to get into the transporter and transport himself down here and rub on Big Fatty and make him feel better. Y'all, the Vegemite! Big Fatty is the Vegemite! Oh, dear, I see from that Peter G, y'all, and Big Fatty, his moves have gotten bigger. And, y'all, evidently you're supposed to spread the Vegemite all over Big Fatty. And, y'all, the Timmy Sams, y'all put a fat, foul Moogie ring on it. And, y'all, that Hat M is over there dancing with Big Fatty. And I guess that's Mr. Zed dancing also. I can't really tell. Y'all, Big Fatty's on a can of Poke Salad Greens. And y'all, then, the Mr. Tim Cuomo, patron saint of the BFO, y'all, speaking of the Walnut Hills, Big Fatty is evidently on the weather map for Walnut Hills, y'all. It's going to be horrifying. And basically, Scotty, what do you think about Big Fatty being all over the place?
A little bit tubby.
Big Fatty, I thought you preferred the term husky.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.